This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, could be dead thanks to the story we've been talking about, the caravan of Central American immigrants coming up from Mexico. The president said it is too late to work out a compromise on DACA. He now says Republicans in Congress ought to use the nuclear option to pass a tough immigration bill. Will that happen? Should it happen? Britt Hume has been following this kind of thing for a long time. That's why he's our senior political analyst. Britt, what does this mean? Is this an actual change? Is this something that's going to happen anyway? And where does it go?
Well, I wasn't around when the filibuster started, but I've seen a lot of arguments about the disposition of the filibuster rule, which is what we're talking about here. When he's talking about the nuclear option, he's talking about the abolition of the filibuster.
Right.
And the filibuster on the face of it looks like a bad idea. Instead of being able to pass something with a simple majority in the Senate, if somebody stands up and wants to talk or takes advantage of the filibuster rule, you need 60 votes to choke off the debate and get to a vote. That's what it comes down to. And presidents and, indeed, members of Congress of both sides have been complaining about this for years, but they have always held back from abolishing it completely. They've nibbled at the edges of it, Tucker. They did it for Supreme Court nominees, now for other presidential appointments, but they have not done so for legislation. And there are reasons for that. First of all, anybody who's in the majority knows that before long that person may be in the minority and would look very differently upon the need for 60 votes.
Yes.
The other reason is that if you have to get 60 votes, that encourages bipartisanship. That encourages the enactment of legislation that at least has some support on both sides of the aisle. So those are points in favor of the keeping the filibuster rule. And I don't think that the Republican leaders in the Senate are going to abolish it on the say-so of President Trump, much as he might want them to do so.
Yeah. Do you think if Democrats take the Senate that the filibuster will remain in effect?
Well, it has so far, and I think that Republicans and if they do take control of the Senate, of course, the president can block whatever they do with a veto.
Right.
And that requires a supermajority to overcome. So that would not be the situation that might change the president's mind or the mind of Republicans who want to do away with it. But people like Mitch McConnell, when they were in the minority, made very effective use of the filibuster rule in order to block legislation that they didn't want. And remember that the only time that President Obama was able to do much was the first couple of years for a period of time he had a filibuster-proof majority. And that was how Obamacare got passed. People who are complaining about the filibuster ought to remember that for the remainder, basically, of his term, his agenda was legislatively frozen because he could not get to summon the 60 votes necessary to pass anything major. And so he couldn't. Republicans, some Republican supporters like the filibuster just fine then. They don't like it so much now. Shoe on the other foot disease. Washington has always occasioned a lot of that.
I like that, shoe on the other foot disease, Britt Hume. Today we remember also, it was 50 years ago, at 6:05 p.m. On Thursday, the 4th of April, 1968, Martin Luther King was shot dead while standing on a balcony outside his second floor room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. News of King's assassination prompted major outbreaks of racial violence, resulting in more than 40 deaths nationwide and extensive property damage in over 100 American cities. During King's funeral, a tape recording was played in which King spoke of how he wanted to be remembered after his death. And I quote, he said, "I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others." So not only on that day, but 50 years forward, we remember many of his words and the fact that he was a servant to the people. Martin Luther King, we celebrate his murder 50 years ago today. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Alveda King tomorrow and talk about the impact of her uncle This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Dan Perkins coming up next.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, you want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com or tweet at BillMartinezLive. Dan Perkins joins us now. My very dear friend, who is a foreign policy terrorism analyst, prolific author, and, of course, a fighter for all things that represents the VA. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you for having me on. It's been a while.
Hey, it has been too long, and I've missed you. And so happy Easter to you, I will say, post. And I know it was a good one for you and your family. You know, I was thinking, Dan, that, you know, I always think, you know, when I consider history, I always think about what it must have been, you know, for the apostles and disciples. You know, this is the week after, and, you know, the grave is empty, and Jesus is appearing to hundreds of people. And, you know, the validation of his ministry is clear and resounding with an empty tomb. But yet it took them a while to kind of get their brain around everything that happened, you know, the 3.5 years that they were with him and trying to understand all that he said. And, hey, didn't he say this? And, you know, the conversations that must have been taking place in, you know, these days and the weeks following the crucifixion of Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and it's interesting. The timing is quite interesting. I don't know whether you heard last week, Bill, where there was this interview with Pope Francis and an atheist.
Yes.
Who
it almost sounds like the opening for a barroom joke, doesn't it? There was this atheist in the Pope, and they had a conversation. I mean, you know, you're waiting for the punchline, right?
Right. And no. That caused, I guess, quite a stir around the world. Some of the Vatican leadership is just shocked and dismayed that, and they're trying to spin it, but it's very, very interesting to see what's going on.
So, well, it got complicated because he took his time to, you know, rebut it. And this is somebody that he meets with, I guess, with some kind of regularity. I don't know if he's trying to convert the atheists or what's going on. But the atheist himself is what? He's in his 80s, and people describe him as being a bit senile and without, you know, with lessening memory capacity. Doesn't take notes when he meets the Pope and just kind of gives his impression after a meeting and puts stuff out and almost seemingly dogmatic. But I was surprised that the Pope didn't right away, you know, come out and, you know, rebut it. I don't know if it took a while to translate there or what happened, but it was uncomfortably delayed.
Yeah, and it was just amazing that it was out there in Holy Week, the most important week in Christianity. But anyway.
Right. Yeah,
so
Hey, I've been good. We've been dealing with a lot here. And speaking of the VA, I wanted to get your read. David Shulkin is leaving Dodge with a fuss and a fight, huh? He's not going out quietly.
He's not going out quietly, but the Inspector General investigation of some of his practices. I mean, there's a story out there that I guess just absolutely infuriated Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that the director had nothing to do directly with the purchase, but they spent $820,000 on three hospital beds that cost $21,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there was price gouging. What Trump was saying, according to the Inspector General, there seems to be very little oversight of the spending practices.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy ran a hospital in where I live for 37 years, just down the road from Chatham, New Jersey, and Morristown. So he's an administrator. He's a doctor. And then he took his wife and they charged the government. And, you know, it's just a lot of things. But anyway, what I was watching last night and somebody said, is Trump going to have a problem finding replacements for all the people that he's firing?
The problem is this is getting them, getting them certified by the Senate, right? Yeah, you know, that's more absolutely. The problem than finding people.
Right. And so but I think what's happening here is that Mr. Trump, as a business person, he makes decisions. He hires people based on their resume and their interview with him and things that they've accomplished in their life, and he makes a decision. Okay, I'm going to hire this person. Then he gives them the opportunity to run the department or whatever.
Mm.
And if he doesn't perform to what Trump thinks he should do, as in the private sector, you don't keep a person in a major position if they're underperforming. You get
exactly.
to them and you look for somebody else. And so that's the mentality that he brings to the job, which is foreign to the bureaucrats that you stay there because of longevity, not because of performance. He is a performance-driven individual.
Exactly. And the other thing that people need to appreciate is that if you're going to come into the government, and when Donald Trump talks of the swamp is alive and well. And danger is lurking at every turn. The system is well fixed. And so that's what you're going to deal with. And you have to be on guard because the swamp will tell you, it's okay, Dan, not a problem. Put your wife first class. Go to Paris. Go spend the people's money. Not a problem. Oh, wow, yeah. Dan, you've got some extra money in that budget of yours, and you better vacate it because here in Washington, you have to spend $20,000 for a number two Ticonderoga pencil. It's all acceptable. And with Donald Trump, that's the stuff that just drives him nuts because it drives
Absolutely.
Main Street America nuts. And so sooner or later, people are going to get it that, look, if you're coming, you've got the swamp to contend with. And the influences are ever pervasive, aren't they?
Yeah, and this, I think I might have sent you a piece that if I didn't, it just came out, I'll get it to you. I wrote a piece on the Department of Defense is considering a single source cloud supplier. So they want to move everything that's on the computers within the Department of Defense into one cloud universe,
mm-hmm.
one provider.
Wow.
And the
just don't tell me it's controlled by the Clinton Foundation and the Russians, okay? All right, that's
no,
all I want to hear.
Neither one of those. Neither
okay,
of those.
good.
But,
okay,
but it appears that the swamp has decided that they're going to skirt the normal bid process and appoint Amazon as the supplier. Now.
In the midst of all this contention going on between Jeff Bezos and the president, yes, let's the swamp all in favor says aye for Amazon. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, it is. And what's interesting about it, in my article, I asked the question, what kind of positive experience have we had with the government putting in a major computer system?
Yes.
And all you have to do is look at Obamacare.
I was going to say, did they ever figure that out? Is that thing still working?
No, it never worked, and it still isn't working. So my contention is, and here's the risk. Do we need to take a break?
No? Yeah, we're coming up to it. In fact, I'll tell you what, only because you brought it up. Let's go ahead and break. I'll let you finish the story on the other side of the break. Dan Perkins is with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. That's just the way we are because we're independent and we're grateful for that. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Dan Perkins, our foreign policy terrorism analyst. Dan, I want you to finish your story here regarding this situation with Amazon controlling the cloud. And this is something that you saw early on. And of course, you wrote about it in your Red Nile trilogy.
Yes, sir, I did. I wrote about both not only the cloud, but also about the electrical grid.
Mm-hmm.
The concern that I have, Phil, is as I said to you during the break, when I started Songs and Stories for Soldier, the web provider said that we'll probably be able to handle your capacity for quite a number of years, depending upon how robust your content gets.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to, we'll have to move to a different server who has more capacity. So I said to him, so where would you take it? And he said, well, we would go to Amazon on their cloud service.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are 4 years later, we're on Amazon, and I'm working on this story about Amazon being selected, ordained to be the provider. So mm-hmm. I went back to him and I said, hey, is it possible that hackers could come through my website or any other website that's being hosted by Amazon to try and get into the computer system of the Department of Defense? He said, I'm not a technical expert, but I would be concerned. But here we have a situation where the swamp is trying to do whatever they want to do, even though the president is having an open battle with Amazon, mm-hmm. another part of the government, the swamp is trying to fix the bid for Amazon. And I think that the experience of our government being able to, if we couldn't make Obamacare website work, how in the world are we going to take all the branches of the military, bring all their data into one place and make it work without mm-hmm. being incredibly exposed? I think it's a bad idea. Whether
right.
it'll happen or not, the swamp wants to have it with no bid, just an assignment to Amazon, and they want to get it done by the end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter of this year. And
well,
I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, this prompts a question, Dan. Is this attack on Bezos and Amazon by President Trump, is this another chess move on his part? I mean, he's always moving so far ahead of everybody. Well, he's got more information, so he's well aware of this, and he sees the potential. So how does he push back, you know, on the swamp without making it real obvious as to what's going on? But he puts into question, you know, Amazon right now as a player for good in these United States.
Right, right. That's true. The other thing I want to follow up with what you said is, we have this situation where China announced that they're going to put sanctions on or tariffs on certain $3 billion worth of American imports coming into China. And Mr. Trump addressed that, and I think that the mainstream media didn't even talk about it. But it's important to understand what Mr. Trump is saying to the trading partners of the world. I ran on a platform that said we're going to renegotiate these treaties. Mm-hmm. We're going to have fair and free trade.
Right.
Right now, we don't have fair trade. So this import duty on steel and aluminum is a broadside to these countries that the trade situation is not fair and we're going to change it. And so I think that, as you pointed out, this is a strategy on his point to get the people to come to the table mm-hmm. to start talking about the unfairness of these trade deals. And so I think they're going to bring the Chinese to the table and other countries to the table. And we're going to get new trade laws and we're going to get fairer trade laws and we're going to be able to open up markets and mm-hmm. it'll be a great thing. But the mainstream media seems to be fear-mongering that the world's going to come to an end, we're never going to be able to sell anything. And in reality, Bill, $3 billion, tariffs on $3 billion of exports out of the United States isn't even measurable.
Exactly. Yeah, it really is peanuts. But again, it demonstrates time and again, you know, progressives and this resistance movement, these people that will do anything they can to hurt this president to get him out of office. But meanwhile, look what's happening. Oh, my goodness, you know, his approval ratings are going up because Main Street America and the rest of the country is starting to get, they're starting to get what this president is doing. They're letting it play out, and look what's happened at every turn. I don't care if you talk about collusion, if you talk about wiretapping, all these things that President Trump was maligned for. Oh, my gosh, what is this crazy guy doing? He's claiming all this stuff, and, you know, of course, the government doesn't wiretap. You know, there's new technology. Okay, so he used the wrong term, but everybody understood exactly what the government was doing. And, oh, yeah, and you know what? The guy's right. And look at about the tax breaks. Look what's happened time and again, these regulations that he's gotten rid of. What he has done, he's put additional money into people's pockets with these tax cuts. People are much more enthusiastic about it. I think, we could have something a bit unusual, even though the prognosticators say, well, traditionally, you know, the ruling party loses all these seats in the midterm elections. I think just like they were surprised in 2016, don't be surprised if 2018 you don't find another electoral surprise going on across the country because people still aren't confident. I mean, they might be, swayed by the mainstream media about what an evil man this president is. But look at the bottom line. Look what's happening. Our country is starting to be secured. We got problems at the border. He does the smart thing. He talks to the president of Mexico, and the president of Mexico says, ooh, I don't want to compromise NAFTA here. I better get on the winning team here and do something about this foreboding problem, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think that there's another thing going on. One of them, of the three things that are three things that are happening that are dramatic, North Korea talks, the quiet discussions that are going on in Israel, the crown prince who is going to be the new king of Saudi Arabia, basically supporting Israel's right to survive.
Exactly.
And then the attack by the Saudis on the Ayatollah in Iran, and the concern as to whether or not the president's going to certify compliance for Iran. All these three things are linked together. If he gets Kim to the table and gets verifiable concessions on nuclear weapons and missiles, Mr. Trump gets the Nobel Prize for peace.
Yeah. Do you think they'll go to Obama and say, hey, give me that Nobel Prize. This guy actually earned it.
Well,
did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I thought I was just thinking. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
That's fine. But you got Kushner quietly working in the Middle East to try and bring the Palestinian and Israelis to a solution. And then if he gets a framework for disarmament in Korea, he takes that same framework and sits down with the Ayatollahs in Iran and says, we're not going to certify it and we're going to renegotiate this deal. Mm-hmm. So I think that he has the ability and the opportunity here to make a dramatic change. And as a result, by his actions, the real problem for the Democrats is that if he gets nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, they're not going to be able to say he is not presidential because their guy won it and didn't do anything when he got it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it puts a tremendous pressure in the midterm election if he has success.
And all this. Yeah, and Dan, just real quick, because we've got to wrap things up here, but what the Saudi crown prince had to say about the Iran supreme leader and Israel's right to its land, this is so underreported. And the reason that this is happening is because of American leadership, without a doubt, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dan Perkins, master storyteller, author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA, our foreign policy and terrorism analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Dan, thank you as always. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Oh, we started the beginning.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and just when you thought you could have some fun, huh, and maybe breathe a little bit, oh my goodness, taxes are due. Yes, tax season is back, and if you're like the rest of us, you're looking to make filing as quick and easy as possible while also boosting your refunds, why not? Filing your taxes can be a stressful time, and some of us are wrestling with more complicated returns, while those of us who procrastinate might be struggling to get started. Well, in addition to all the information you need to gather and rules to be aware of, there's also exemptions you may not know you're eligible for that could help you save, okay? So listen up. While you can't control the fact that you must pay taxes and file every year, you do have some control over your refund. And fortunately for us, Mark Kohler joins us now. He's a CPA and senior tax advisor for the Tax Slayer, and he's got some last-minute tax tips to share with us. Mark, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. This exciting time of year, it's tax time, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, exciting, like you know, like having a root canal without without Novocaine, I guess, you know, sometimes. It can be rather tedium, but hey, look at, you got some tips for us to maximize, so all of a sudden we don't need any medication. We just get the high five and have a party and realize a bigger return, right?
Yes.
No pressure, Mark. No pressure, okay?
Root canal with no medication. Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll do my best. Let's okay. Keep it positive. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got faith in you. Okay, go ahead.
Well, is April 17th. That's the new deadline. It's normally April 15th. So we've got a couple extra days. So that doesn't mean to procrastinate, but keep that in mind. It's on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah.
And also, this is a good time of year to just get organized. Pull out all your forms. Look at your W-2. See if it's accurate. Is there anything missing? I was just on a phone call yesterday with a client, and their 401k was incorrectly noted on their W-2, and that was going to have a big impact on their tax return. So lay out your forms. Don't think you're going to do it all in one night. Just start getting organized.
Yeah. Yeah. Get all the paperwork together. You're exactly right. If it's in a shoebox, as they say, that's fine. As long as there's one shoebox, just put it all there. And you're right. I like that. So that's the first tip. So go ahead.
Yeah, and it's the little things. You know, that's the thing, Bill. It takes away a lot of stress. If you guys out there take this in bite-sized pieces, get your software loaded, start putting information in, start looking at your documents, and it won't be as overwhelming. If you put it off, it's going to be a real stressful night or day or weekend. Try to do it over a couple weeks period. We've got plenty of time, and that'll save you taxes. The more organized you are, and if you take the time to look at things, you're going to save big because
exactly.
of that strategy alone.
Well, no doubt. I mean, like, if you're waiting for the last minute, you're going to miss things. I mean, there's no way that you're going to you're going to remember all this stuff because you're in a sheer panic for the deadline, and then you start operating like our Congress. You don't want to wait till the last minute because then you end up with a $1.6 trillion bill, and it's just not fun, and you got lots of explaining to do after doing goofy stuff like that. So Mark's advice, listen to what Mark is saying, okay? All right, so how do we tackle our tax return, Mark?
You bet. Well, and a couple other last-minute tips on that is making sure – if you need the write-off, and it's a good time of year to just remind you what's in your IRA account, what's in your health savings account. And we're not a good society in the world perspective of savers. We tend to be, as Americans, more spenders. So let me remind you, you know, even though the economy is generally doing well right now, this is the time to maybe contribute a little bit more to your IRA. You get a tax deduction right on the front page of your return. You have until April 17th again. Put money in your health savings account, HSA, and then think wisely about your refund. Bill, are you getting a refund? What are you going to do?
I mean, yes, exactly.
Big deal.
Right. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Well, we're on a saving mode right now, Mark. So we've been downsizing, and anytime we can save money, we're doing that. And getting the last of our children off the family payroll.
It's family independence plan.
Yeah,
I was just lecturing my kids about that too.
Yeah.
But you know, I like what you said, Bill. There was a survey done by TaxSlayer this last fall, and thousands of taxpayers they interviewed as to what they were doing with their refund, and I was pleasantly surprised. We found that about 20% of refund is for kind of a treat yourself experience, you know, are you buying that TV you've wanted, or are you going on a trip? But 80% of the refunds were paying down credit cards and putting a little more money in savings. And I was really pleased to see that because I think we could use our refunds wisely, but then also have a little fun with it.
Exactly. No, I think, you know, you definitely have earned it, and that's all part of the reward, but also, you know, a little deferred gratification in terms of, you know, paying off some of that debt, because that debt is just it is one of those mysterious black holes, you know, when you've got these exorbitant interest rates that your credit cards have you paying. It's a killer.
It's terrible. It's an albatross around our necks, and we need to pay that down, and so important. Now, and another thing, Bill, this is interesting. More and more Americans have that side gig. They're driving for Uber. They're maybe selling something on Etsy or eBay, and they're going to get shocked with this form called the 1099. You know, what do I do with this thing? You know, I'm not used to this. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't get stressed. You now have a small business. And so for many of your listeners, Bill, I know they already own a small business. They're like, quit your complaining. You don't freak out. But for those that are new to this, this is a chance to go grab all those little write-offs that are related to your business.
Right.
Cell phone, travel, dining, entertainment, home office, PDAs. Think of anything you bought at Apple Store or Best Buy. If it relates to that income that you're now earning, it's going to be a write-off, and that's going to save you big time on taxes, too.
Right. Those are some of the overlooked tax deductions. What else, Mark, should we look for?
Well, I think as you're going through your tax return, use the software. I know many of folks are doing kind of the DIY, do it yourself, and that's where TaxSlayer comes into play. They have a great software that's half as much as the big commercials you see out there for online prep. If you check all the different boxes, test it out. Are you married filing separate, or are you going to go married filing joint? Are your kids a dependent this year or they're not? And, you know, the child tax credits, did you buy some energy efficient appliances this last year? Did you buy an electric vehicle? You know, all these little things, it's the little things that, again, add up to big savings. And so when you're in the software, take the time, get a big Diet Coke, turn on a movie, and just play with that software, you know?
Right.
It doesn't have to be miserable, you know? And all of a sudden, you're like, hey, I'm getting a refund or more than I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could let your three-year-old play with the software, because adults were nervous about hitting the wrong button. The three-year-olds will go, and all of a sudden, you got $1 million refund coming your way. Because these kids, they just, you know, they're fearless, you know, and we could follow their lead. You also have some recommendations for self-employed filers. Break that down for us. We got about a minute and a half yet.
Oh, yes. And that's where I was saying dig up all those little extra expenses. And if with that 1099 you might be receiving as a small business owner. But this is a good time to bring up the E word, extension. And if some of you are feeling overwhelmed, don't feel like you're going to get audited by filing an extension. In fact, you reduce your chances of an audit. So if you want to buy yourself a little more time and you think you're going to get a refund anyway, file an extension.
Sure.
A few extra weeks to get your return done. And if you owe a little bit, send it in if you can kind of guesstimate it. But extending is not a problem. Don't worry about it. You got extra time.
All right, so we got a couple of weeks, so first thing Mark would say is breathe, all right? Just breathe, relax, don't get nervous about it,
yeah.
And we'll take a look at it in little chunks, all right? We not do it all in one night unless it's April the 16th, then you've got yourself up against the wall. But so take advantage of Mark's advice. Mark, where can they go for more information?
Again, get over to TaxSlayer.com. You're going to get some great tips, online support, chat line, all that good stuff. And just, yeah, I love your tips. Just get it out, get it going.
Thank you. Got it. Mark Kohler, CPA and Senior Tax Advisor for the Tax Slayer. Thank you, Mark.
Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
From the creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to this school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play innocent.
You did this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living.
In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter,
as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for cooler talk time. It is the buzz around, you know, the water cooler. You know how that goes. And with us, radio and TV hosts, the one, the only, yes, Andrea K. A.K. is with us. Andrea, how are we doing?
We're doing pretty good here in San Diego.
Hey, I guess, huh? You're the border wall is they're looking at it anyway.
we got to take our good news where we get it. The invasion, the Honduran walkout is headed towards San Diego's border today. That's the good news.
Well, thank goodness. You know, Trump did something that, you know, previous presidents hadn't thought about doing, and that is, hey, look, why don't you ask for some help from the Mexican president? And, oh, yeah, let's hold that little idea of NAFTA up to kind of encourage you to do the right thing, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, other presidents have talked about what walking softly and carry a big stick, but I don't know how many other presidents have actually had that stick, the economic base.
Yeah.
You know what? I think men and women, you know, in the relationships have kind of known that there was an economic stick being wielded around.
Right.
So, hey, she decided to bring it into politics, and I love it.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, you got to love what Roseanne is doing. I mean, I think after everything was said and done, the replays, the DVRs, her first episode is hitting numbers of 30 million. Right out the gate on the reboot of Roseanne?
It's absolutely amazing. And to see the gnawboning going on the part of the left, they are just beside themselves. They cannot understand. They're still struggling to try to figure out how President Trump won the election.
Right.
For them to have one of their own, actually to not only be a Trump supporter in her personal life, but actually turn that into, talk about an economic stick and power. I mean, that's amazing to have that kind of economic, because it is the business we call show.
Right,
so to have
exactly.
The viewership and result from that, it's like, you know, what do? They don't support her in terms of her politics, but of course the producers and the network and the people involved are going to rake in a lot of dough. So it's really got the left in Hollywood on the horns of a dilemma. And I would say, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say what I appreciate that it's doing is it is promoting a conversation, because now you have liberals talking with conservatives in a way, even though it's done a bit vicariously through this sitcom. You know, you got people having conversations and they're demonstrating, you know, who would have thunk the woman who sang the national anthem, spit and grabbed her crotch, that she would be a unifying factor in all this?
Exactly. And unifying being the important word here, mm-hmm. because what she did was she, you know, so many of the left that get their news from Stephen Colbert or others yeah. actually believe the narrative, the false narrative about who the Trump supporter was, mm-hmm. that we were a bunch of racist, misogynistic gang of deplorables that didn't deserve to be given the time of day. They needed to be marginalized. And then here comes this very humanized, very funny, warm, beloved character, you know, out of America, somebody who ran as a third party candidate, somebody who's mm-hmm. flawed, somebody who was actually pro legalized marijuana, and she's a Trump supporter. And then on top of it, she's showing America, you know what? You can disagree with people on politics and still be lighthearted and still love mm-hmm. because the left, particularly under 8 years of Obama, fostered hate and division.
Exactly.
They don't want you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, after last night's show, AK, the kids across the country are going to understand what a hillbilly spa is all about. I don't know if you saw the episode last night, but it's a hoot. And of course, you know, a lot of people now, I mean, with all the awareness of Roseanne, we look for those numbers to stay pretty hardy. I was looking for the overnights to see if I could get a handle on what they were saying as far as the ratings, but hasn't quite caught up with us. I guess we're just ahead of the curve with them on that. But and nonetheless, I mean, it's refreshing. It's there, you know, and all sides are represented. And it's interesting too, Andrea, is that, you know, you think about what Roseanne was doing and what they just canceled Tim Allen's show last year. And Tim Allen, I thought, was a breath of fresh air in presenting a conservative, you know, a conservative angle. But, hey, good writing and, you know, a great team, great chemistry there with their show. And, hey, it's fun. And then also, you know, we're still keeping an eye on Living Biblically, too, the CBS series sitcom that is, I think, gone into its fifth week. You know, and that's, I think, is, you know, an interesting commentary on the culture today.
Well, I hadn't seen that series, and, mm-hmm. and in fact, I hadn't heard much about it. And I don't know if that's because they want to, you know, what the purpose is behind that. You know, excuse me for being wary of Hollywood and their motives, but if they're
going to
do a show called Living Biblically, it makes me wonder if they're not, you know, wanting to promote the people who live biblically or hypocrites. What's the negative slant from Hollywood, which is typically involved if there's anything related to Christians, you know, mm-hmm. about making a stupid, kind of the same thing they do to Southerners. Although I don't mind something called a hillbilly spa.
Yes.
You know, I've gotten most of my facial standing over a pot of red beans and rice in my day. But, you know, I think what I'm going to do is research the Living Biblically show and uh-huh. watch some episodes because I'm curious to see how they're portraying those who live biblically.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no question that they're, you know, taking some liberty on it, and it's not all totally condescending. I'm sure there's some, you know, Christians that would take exception to it, but it's being presented, and this is with CBS that's doing this. And we interviewed one of the creators several weeks back before the first episode. And, you know, I liked the writing. I like how they've, you know, they've approached it. But I can understand how some Christians, you know, who want to be a bit dogmatic. But, you know, I think it's one of those things. It's kind of like in the Bible when the apostles came to Jesus and said, hey, you know, they're doing this and they're doing that. And he said, well, look, if they're not against you, you know, they're in a way serving a purpose. So, you know, let them have their space. And I think that's a bit about Living Biblically you'll find. So I'm curious to get your read on that. Hey, a couple of things here, on the political side. You know, the Mueller probe continues. I mean, when you say Mueller probe, I mean, it's becoming like that, isn't it? It's like, oh, this is just like on and on. I mean, this seems like a one-sided affair.
Yeah, talk about wielding a big stick over somebody,
yeah.
right, for power.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
really what this is about. And it's become so clear that, you know, this is nothing but a big stick to try to use to oust a sitting president who was free and fairly elected. Hey, wasn't this what Hillary Clinton was referring to?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
that anybody who didn't accept the results of this election were the greatest threat to our democracy. This is a threat. And I think that them Mueller coming out now and saying, oh, well, you know, leaking or however it's come out that he told President Trump's legal team that President Trump was not a target of the criminal investigation is a ploy to get him to sit down, to put public pressure on him that, well, if you're not the target, it's not a witch hunt. You might as well sit down and answer questions, and that's where they get you. And that's ultimately what this is about. And shame on the Republican Party for letting it happen. There is no probable cause, which means the Fourth Amendment's been violated. There's supposed to be probable cause in which the government launches an investigation on you. And, oh, by the way, it's not a crime to collude with a foreign government. We saw Obama colluding to keep president, to try to stop Bibi from being elected. So this is a sham.
Oh, it totally is. And the thing is, this was all manufactured by James Comey. And this is what all this stuff is revealing right now. And then, you know, and it always makes me nervous, Andrea, when they always talk about, whether it's Comey or Mueller, that, oh, they're such upstanding and great people and they're so ethical and everything. And I'm going, who are you? Are you trying to convince somebody that that's the case? I mean, why are you telling me that? Because if they are, we don't need to have a big, long discussion and an infomercial on this, do we?
Well, no, and I think that they're doing that because they're trying to cover up for the clear evidence and proof that they're not upstanding guys. Mm-hmm. Because Jim Comey leaked, you know, illegally leaked to the media in order to talk about obstruction of justice or interfering with justice in order to try to force a special prosecutor into the situation. Mm-hmm. This was a man who covered up corruption of justice with Loretta Lynch, in which, you know, she said for him to refer to the investigation as a matter of Hillary Clinton, and he was crafting exoneration letters before she'd ever even been interviewed, which was never done under oath. He allowed obstruction of justice with her staffers to destroy evidence. So, you know, it's clear. And Mueller was actually a part of the Uranium One deal. You know, so Mueller, neither one of them, in the words of the great Judge Judy, don't come into my courtroom with dirty hands.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no doubt. And there's plenty of dirt and plenty of hands in this whole pie that's being made up. And it is it's not even rhubarb anymore. I mean, it's really bad pie. No doubt about it. Well, what did you make of Andy McCabe going crowdfunding? I mean, here's a guy that's worth $11 million, supposedly, or he has $11 million or whatever his net worth is, you know, on somebody that was making $180,000. So go figure how he got up to $11 million. I guess just some lucky stock options or whatever. But now he's crowdfunding for his defense.
So the perfect symbolic gesture on the part of a liberal. You know, they pretend like they're the party of the working man. They're the party of the elite.
Yes.
That's something Hillary Clinton would do.
Right.
You know, they act like they're the victims and, you know, no accepting of responsibility. He doesn't even want to accept legal responsibility for himself. Contrast that with General Flynn, who's selling his house to pay for his legal fees.
Well, I got to tell you. I got to tell you, people are revved up around the water cooler. They may end up having to take it out of its spot and just, you know, cool themselves off because they're hot about all this, man. I'm telling you, you can't blame them, can you? I mean, here it is. We got a judgment yesterday, and the attorney gets 30 days. I mean, you know, it's like after all this time and all this money. I mean, it's like we got a $20,000 you know, penalty and 30 days in jail? I mean, what are we going to see him on the side of the road picking up trash for 30 days? Is that what we're going to do?
I want to see Mueller and Comey picking up trash on the side of the road.
Oh, that's a sight. AK, we got to leave it there and wrap it up. Thank you. Thank you as always. Appreciate it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
frustrated.